This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Today I wanted to talk to you about Akhi Ayman, a dear brother, a wonderful man. In fact, the highlight of my visit to the UK and joining Light Upon Light conference this year was actually to meet Akhi Ayman in person. Honestly speaking, I did not know the man prior to like a few days or a few weeks perhaps before my arrival to the UK. I heard the name here and there, but I didn't even know how he looked like. I didn't know what was the story. And I got to know him really a few days before coming to the UK through my students in Australia. His name was repeated frequently in my class. Every now and then people would tell me, do you know Akhi Ayman? Do you have contact with the brother? And I would really respond to my students by saying that I really don't know the man. They would even tell me, would you like to see his videos? I said, you know what, I'm not interested. And the reason is very funny, because back in the days when I was a musician and a singer, the term ashab so-and-so, the youngsters, shab or youth so-and-so, was a reference to singers from Morocco and Algeria in particular. So when I heard Akhi Ayman, the word Akhi comes before the name, just like in the same style of ashab so-and-so, the youth or the youngster so-and-so, I thought that this man is a celebrity or a singer or a DJ, or, you know, because youngsters usually introduce these things, and maybe they wanted to share with me a few things about this man. So I really didn't pay attention, and that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing me for yet another life lesson. Until Abdullah Yaqut, my dear student, year 8 in Perth, a beautiful brother with a beautiful pure heart, he saw the posters of Light Upon Light conference, then he saw the picture of Akhi Ayman, myself, Mufti Mink, Sheikh Abdullah, Abu Bakr Zoud, Sheikh Bilal Asad, and so on. So he came to me one day. It was actually a day or two before my flight to the UK, and he said, are you gonna really meet him? I say, what's the deal with this man? Like, what's the deal? Everybody is talking about him, subhanAllah, especially youngsters. So I said, yes, I'm going to meet him. And he's a child of special needs. May Allah protect him and grant him health and good life and Jannatul Firdaus when we all meet our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen ya Rab. He told me, I want him to give me a shout out on, you know, on a special video. To that extent, Abdullah, I said, to that extent, is he very important to that extent? So he said, yes, please, a shout out. I said, okay, why don't you record a video for him and ask him for shout out? So I recorded that little video.
Yeah, what do you want to tell him? What do you want to
give me a shout out, big shout out.
Big shout out, Akhi Ayman, okay?
We talk about iPhones, Samsung, they call it Samsung.
Okay, he will give you, inshallah, a shout out, okay?
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Have a good day.
And I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to meet the man anyway. Let me get that video recorded and see how will he react. And maybe he has an influence, an impact in any way on youngsters. Why not?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the biggest shout out to our brother Abdullah Yaqut. And guess what? I have a special message for you that we all love you. And every single one of us is thinking about you from our Sheikh Mufti Menk.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Abdullah Yaqut. I got to know about you through Habibi Wa'il Ibrahim.
Allahu.
And amazing. We want to meet you, inshallah. Barakallahu. Shout out.
I know we got Sheikh Zahir Mahmoud.
Assalamu alaikum, mashallah, Abdullah. Man speaking very highly of you. You must be an amazing personality.
Allahu Akbar.
Was, inshallah.
Hayakallah, Sheikh Adnan.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Abdullah Yaqut. Inshallah, I'll be with the Mashayikh coming to meet you. Looking forward to you.
Bro, this is a message to you. No one else but you. We love you, Abdullah.
When you said the biggest shout out, look what he did.
Mashallah. I told you. Love you. Assalamu alaikum.
But on that day, I also decided to watch a couple of videos of Akhi Ayman, and it moved me and it shook me to the core. Now, why am I telling you this, and why I have decided to make a specific video about a human being? First of all, I wanted to make something very, very important. Akhi Ayman, if you're watching this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you sincere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you steadfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your shortcoming and admit you to the highest levels of Jannah for your struggle, for the struggles that you're going through. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So this is not a video which is meant to praise anyone. And that's why whenever I make a video about a specific man to give him the credit that he deserves, I always make dua for them that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make this video a means for them to, walayadu billah, do what they're doing to be seen by men or to do it for a show, walayadu billah. May Allah protect us all, Ya Rab. Anyone who's under the spot, anyone who is in the public space, may Allah protect them and may Allah grant them sincerity until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with whatever we have done in life, strictly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, Ya Rab. But I decided to make this video because I met the man. And wallahi, he is of those guys that you fall in love with instantly. Immediately you get captivated by his personality, by his genuine approach to any topic that maybe we discuss about. And again, the reason why I'm talking about this to highlight very, very important fact that I came from a similar background, meaning I came from the dark before doing what I'm doing today. So I kind of relate to what he's doing and the impact that he's leaving on youngsters especially. Because many of our youngsters perhaps are hanging out maybe with the wrong crowds. Maybe many of them have been trapped into drugs and drug addictions, vaping, smoking, relationship with the opposite gender, haram relationship, zina and the like, online pornography and other undesirable sexual activities and the like. Maybe also gangsters lifestyle. You know, they wanted to fight, they wanted to kick each other, hit each other. So Brother Ayman came from that very dark background. What we need to understand and realize, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us minions. We're all alike. We have to speak in the same tone. We have to speak in the same style. We have to use the same language. Allah created us with different mindset, with different personalities, with different backgrounds that impacted the way we talk, the way we walk, the way we say things. This number one. Number two, we are all human beings, whether we are mashayikh or lay people, whether we are scholars or da'is, whether we are spoken words, brothers and sisters around the world who are trying to use their talents to convey the message of Islam, or maybe with good voices who ascend the stage to sing in a manner that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everyone can give khutbah, not everyone can become faqih and talk to you about halal and haram, and not everyone is a hafiz al Quran and must recite in a specific manner and so on. Brother Ayman is using his story to inspire youths who may fall into the same trap that he fell into in the past. And subhanAllah, I found his approach to be precisely one of the methodologies and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. How is that? Two stories, and we'll end the video inshallah. One is Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda, when he migrated from Mecca to Abyssinia, to Ethiopia, and he met An-Najashi, the king, who asked them, what did your prophet teach you? Look at the question. What did your prophet teach you? So the natural answer should have been, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us such and such, and then explain what the Prophet ﷺ teaches you, right? But instead, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, before answering that specific question, he said, "Kunna, we were people who used to," and then he listed a long list of evil actions, of haram activities that the companions, the early generations, the best of the best of the best, used to do before Islam. They explained how they used to eat dead meat. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda told An-Najashi, the king, and the people who were listening about how they used to commit zina and how they used to worship idols made of wood and stones and how they used to oppress the weak. All of this was the history of our beloved companions, the people that we are now naming our kids after them. Ja'far, Umar, all these people. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, the man who was planning to kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sharpened his sword and he went to kill and end Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That same man became the second most important Islamic figure in the entire history of our religion, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. The same man, and one of the dearest to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the second Khalifa, the second leader of the Muslims after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So we shouldn't ever try to look at people who had a past, and maybe that past is a little bit ugly, and then keep on judging them for the rest of their lives, especially after they have made it clear that we have left this this path, and now we are doing our very best to impact the youngsters, to impact the Muslims positively, using my story and using stories within my own story to warn the people not to go down that path. What is wrong with that? Allahu Akbar. There are some people, subhanAllah, who would look at Akhi Ayman and tell him, oh, what you're teaching the youth is rubbish. Akhi Ayman, if you're listening, keep doing what you're doing, man. And always keep in mind a supervisor, a sheikh, an imam in your locality, or reach out to anyone that, mashallah, tabarakallah, now you are in touch with, and always ask for advice. That's not an issue. You should always have an advisor to keep you, inshallah ta'ala, within the appropriate lane. But do not ever try to be distracted by the haters. Don't ever be distracted. Keep doing what you're doing, and we're all with you, man. The second story quickly, inshallah, Abu Mihjan al-Thaqafi, an addict to alcohol who was flogged by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was an addict to alcohol before Islam. And he remained addicted to drinking even after he became a Muslim. And every time he would be caught drinking, he would be flogged and punished, but according to the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until a day he was fighting in the battle of Qadisiyah, it was during Ramadan, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu arda was the chief of the army at that time. And again, he was caught during the battle drinking wine or drinking alcohol. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas handcuffed the man. And he told him, you know what, you don't deserve to be fighting line by line with the Muslims. You don't deserve. So he handcuffed him and he went back to the battle. And that was the moment that woke up Abu Mihjan al-Thaqafi radiallahu anhu arda, may Allah be pleased with him. And he realized that he is missing out opportunities after opportunities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him an opportunity to cleanse and delete and erase his past by doing excellent job, excellent work, and he's ruining it every time. So he decided to repent once and for all. He begged the wife of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas to release him and to borrow the horse of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu arda and to go into the battle, and he promised to come back. And the wife sensed his sincerity. She let him go. He fought courageously in the battle of Qadisiyah. He was observed. He covered his face so no one would recognize who he is. SubhanAllah, he was so sincere. And the battle was over. The Muslims won the battle and he went back as he promised, and he handcuffed himself. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas later on came to know that he was one of the main reasons why the Muslims overcome the enemies. And after that, he never returned back to drinking. Shall we now hold him accountable for all what he did in the past? Shall we now look at him differently than other companions? Shall we really go against the statements of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the companions are the best of all generations with all their past flow? Should we go against the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Al-Islam yajubbu ma qabla." Islam erases whatever comes before it. Whatever happens before Islam, it's completely erased. Should we go against that and crucify people with past just because they came out using their stories, following the methodologies of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda, the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by saying in an educational manner that this is who I was before? Be careful. Allah said you should go to the opposite direction. This is what happened to me. I don't want it to happen to you. There is a huge difference between using your past to inspire others with the intention of inspiring others not to fall into the same trap and bragging about the past. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you're listening out there and if you have anything against Akhi Ayman, go and talk to him personally. Send him a message. But don't try just to seize opportunities to crucify the man because of his upbringing. And by the way, whatever he had shared on the internet is just the tip of an iceberg. Wallahi, what he shared behind the screens is beyond anyone's imagination. So you don't know much about his background to make or to pass a judgment about him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us sincere. Akhi Ayman, I love you for the sake of Allah. Keep doing what you're doing. Seek more knowledge. Always be in touch with ulama and scholars. And inshallah ta'ala, your impact will be tremendous. You will not even know it except when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. You will know the impact that you have left behind. May Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.